I've got the tickets. I tell you, Billy, it was the only way.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't mind time travelling. I'm Australian.
Speaking of which, what are we going to do about our accents?
How's this?
Well, I do declare.
We better stick with our own accents.
Well, it's easy for you to say. My country hasn't developed its accent yet.
Serves you right for choosing to be born in a country full of...
Shh,
separated families in Africa.
Let's watch from here.
Why isn't he preaching in the church?
Because he wasn't invited.
We must fight for the Confederacy.
What's he talking about?
Well, I think we can see why he got convicted. I think we can go now.
No. Let's hear him out.
If it should come to war, so be it. But the South must prevail. We will get no freedom from the North. You have my word on that. Good people.
Come on, Bessie. I don't want you hearing no Uncle Tom.
I agree.
Surely you must know that Mr. Lincoln has said he has no interest in freeing slaves. His only concern is to save the Union, which must not come to pass.
You're a liar.
It will only be a paper freedom. It cannot be given. You never attain freedom unless you fight for it.
And how would you know, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
I was a slave. And I fought for my freedom. I escaped.
Then why aren't you dead yet?
It will happen. Either in the North or the South. It makes no difference. As a slave, I felt. Well... You good people already know about that, don't you?
Yeah, you're right.
But even if freedom would have been given, I know that I would never have been truly free. For something given can always be taken away. Maybe not with a single blow, but bit by bit are different chunks at different times. It must be beyond that possibility.
Why is this making sense to me?
A nation is no different. In 100 years' time, we will be no different. We will still be slaves with no power, no homes, and no families. And it will be as much their fault as it is our own.
Mr. Washington.
Yes, Pastor?
Are you saying that we must kill in order to be free? What kind of freedom is there in that?
That's a good question. Pastor Wright.
No! If you can, you can always refuse to take part. And if you can't, as we are now here, then you can become the white man's drug. A confederacy will become drunk on our labor, an opiate. They will need more and more of us to do their bidding. Soon, they will not be able to do a thing without us. But alas, by then we will far outnumber them, much more than now. For an opiate consumes a body until it is too late for the body to rid itself of it. And when that time comes, the South, which we have built, will become our own.
But you're asking us to remain slaves. That's too high a price.
If we're given freedom, the price will get higher every day.
The Soul Patrol will return after the following words from our sponsors.